All right, we are ready for the recording tonight, and thank God again for all of you that are on this Dream Team prayer line. And we praise God because there is a word from the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Tonight you will find me in 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, 1 Peter 5. Praise God. And actually, main scripture is coming from the 8th verse, but in the beginning here, on the first verse, it talks to Peter. He's giving counsel to the elders, the pastors, and spiritual leaders of the church. He's telling them how they need to lead the flock, how they need to nurture God's people. And he warns the elders not to be dominant or arrogant over the flock. In other words, throwing your weight around as if you're Lord over God's inheritance. No, we are not Lord over God's inheritance. Leaders, spiritual leaders and pastors and elders and bishops and so forth, we are only the under-shepherd. So therefore, we need to humble ourselves as an example to God's flock. That's how that starts out. But I am going to concentrate on the 8th verse, praise God. And it says, be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, he walketh about, seeking whom he may devour. And if I use for a topic tonight, it is, keep your guard up. Keep your guard up. Why? Because we are in a fight. Oh, yes, that's right. Let me read that from the Amplified Version. That same scripture, 1 Peter 5 and 8. And it says it like this. Be well balanced, temperate, sober-minded. Be vigilant and cautious at all times. For that enemy of yours, the devil, roars, and he roams around like a lion, like a roaring lion, in fierce hunger, seeking someone to seize upon and to devour. Notice it says, your adversary. That's what I'm saying. Look, we better watch. Keep your guard up. We are in a fight, saying your adversary. Don't put it off on somebody else and say, well, I'm all right. The devil don't bother me. You better be careful. Watch. That's what it's saying here. Be sober. Be vigilant. Your adversary, even identified, he's the devil. He goes by as a roaring lion, walking about seeking who he may devour. The enemy don't care anything about your title, your position, how much money you have, what your rank in society is, or how popular you are. But let me tell you, the enemy, he comes to kill, to steal, and to destroy. That's what Peter's warning about. Be watchful. Be sober. Be sober. See, let me say this. When you made up your mind, the moment you made up your mind, that includes me as well, that for God I will live, and for God I'll die, and you are transferred out of darkness into the marvelous light of God's kingdom through Jesus Christ, guess what? You and I, we became a target for the devil. That's right. Because as the scripture said, the devil prowls around looking for souls of men, women, boys, and girls. He don't care who it is. And his purpose is, his aim is to stop us from advancing the kingdom of God, to stop us from growing in God, to hinder us from hearing the word of God. Because, see, when you know the truth is what makes us free. Amen, somebody. Amen. See, what does sober mean? Sober means a serious and sensible person, a person who exercises self-control, a person who is emotionally balanced, not silly-minded, like the Bible says there are some silly women, silly-minded women. No, not silly-minded or not over-exaggerating things, but a sober person who's sensible, who's thinking seriously, who has their head on straight. See, the scripture tells us that we must watch as well and pray. lest you enter into temptation. We all have to watch. You know, I heard an elderly lady say this years ago. She says, honey, let me tell you, temptation never takes vacation. And how true that is. It's not in the Bible, but yet and still, temptation, it never takes vacation. So that's why we have to keep our guard up. We've got to watch as well as pray. See, when you talk about a guard, think about two boxers that are in the ring, and both they're trying to defend their title and so forth. And guess what? They've been trained. They know how to keep their guard up. They know how to guard their face and the very vital parts of their body. And so, because if the moment they let it down, the moment they give a little a hole, a little space there, then that opponent he aims in. And my God, he goes in for the kill. Well, it's the same way spiritually. We have to be mindful. We have to be vigilant. And that word vigilant means wide awake. That means alert. It means being on the lookout, especially for danger, and not give the devil the opportunity to slip in. So, yeah, we're in a fight. The fight is on. If you don't think that you're in a fight, maybe the enemy hasn't bothered you or whatever, keep living. Keep walking this way. Keep walking up this king highway. Keep walking this straight and narrow way. The enemy is there. Believe me, he's watching. And the moment you slip up or you try give the enemy an inch, guess what? He'll come and he'll take a mile. If you and I, we have to be sober-minded. We must be vigilant. We must watch. First of all, look at the time in which we're living. Look how the enemy is taking over the minds of young people. And there's so many young people that are committing suicide. That's just one example. My God, there's just so much where people are calling the truth a lie and a lie the truth. When people, the Bible says, if this gospel be hid from any, it's hid to those who are blinded by the gods of this world, and that's the enemy. So it says, keep your guard up. Don't let it down. That means guard your mind, guard your thoughts. The scripture says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. In other words, that's a constant. Walk in that. Walk in the newness of your mind and renew your mind. Wash your mind. You say, how do you wash your mind? We wash our mind with the word of God. Amen. And then also it says, and that you put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. That's in Ephesians, the fourth chapter. Now, see, it says, put on the new man. Let's say it this way, because the Bible says any man be in Christ, any man, any woman, any boy, any girl, be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. So if we put on the new man, we could say it like this, put on Jesus. And when we put on Jesus, we put on love. So we're walking in love, we're walking in Jesus. Look, put on peace. If we're walking in peace, we're walking in Jesus because he is the Prince of Peace. Put on kindness. Put on faith. Put on long-suffering. Walk in the newness of life. Walk in that new man, and then we won't have to worry about fulfilling the lusts of the flesh. Guard your eyes and your ear gates. You say, well, Lady B, what you mean about that? Guard your eyes and your ear gates. Here's a very simple example. Guard what you watch in the movies, on TV, on your cell phone. Sometimes people look and say, oh, ain't nobody look, it's just me on this cell phone. Guard your eyes. The enemy has a trick. And he has he comes in and sly and cunning. He doesn't come with a long tail and pitchforks and so forth. He comes as an angel of light. So watch what you look at. Pay attention. If there's something that you, and you'll know it, because if you got the Spirit of God, he will tell you. It'll check, your spirit will let you know, no, that's not going to be good. This is not going to give God the glory. God gets no praise out of that. Now, we can overstep that all you want to, but again, you got to keep your guard up. You can overstep it. Is your guard still going to be up? You think about that. Watch. Guard your ear gates. Guard what type of music we allow our ears to hear. You know, you say, well, there's nothing wrong with music. You know, oh, it's not? Let me tell you. Music has a way of either being able to get right to the soul, the very core of man. First of all, if you think back in the scriptures, in the Old Testament with Saul, Saul was just so, he was troubled and angry and jealous and all that together. But David, he will have David to come and play on his harp and soothe his spirit. See, the music has a way, and I know we ain't always been saved all our lives. Let me tell you, listen to the words, some of those words, and then the music with it and everything. And some of those things, they are not ministering to help you to grow in God. Some of those things are demonic and leading you down the downward path. And that's all I'm going to say about that. I think you all know what I'm talking about. So we have to guard our ears. Again, Satan, your adversary, my adversary, that's what the scripture says, the devil, he comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But it don't stop there. Jesus came. Amen. Thank God he did. Jesus came that we might have life and that we can have this life more abundantly. Yes, we are in a fight every single day. Every day, you know, you may get up one day and say, well, you know, I don't feel so good today. I don't even feel like I'm saved. Thank God it's not by feeling, but it's by faith. You let me tell you what. We have to guard even what we think about. We have to guard against letting oppression and depression set in. Sometimes the enemy, if we listen to him, he'll say to you, well, you don't have this and you don't have that. And you know, you don't see your way out of this. And this is not working out for you. And look like nobody's paying attention to you. You're all alone. You're despondent. Let me tell you, he can build a real case. And before you know it, you are in a depressed mode. But when you put on the joy of the Lord, when you allow the joy of the Lord to come in, it will be your strength. When you put on the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, that's letting us know we can make it. Amen. I am not just saying something that I'm reading. I'm saying something that I experience, and that we all have to refocus and say, no, devil, I'm not listening to that today, but I know in whom I believe. I know what the scripture says, so I'm just going to wait right here on the Lord. Because why? Because God is faithful, and he is a God that will answer prayer. Amen. And we don't have to worry about that. Just put our trust in him. Just rest in him. Everything will be all right. Praise God. We have to understand, yes, we're in this fight every day, but we, as the scripture says, we must fight the good fight of faith. Oh, yes. See, we're on the winning side. We got to fight the good fight of faith. But, you know, I just want to back up a little bit, just let you know, we're not fighting against, as the scripture says in Ephesians, we don't wrestle against flesh and blood, but we're wrestling against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world. This is what the word says, against spiritual wickedness in high places. The enemy, the devil, he is the prince of the air. The scripture says that the enemy, he stays up late all hours of the night while you and I are slumbering with sleep and thinking of devising things, how the enemy can come in and destroy us. Let me tell you, That's why we have to watch and pray. You got to know the word of God, because otherwise, what would you fight the enemy with? Jesus, after he had fasted 40 days and he was in the wilderness, certainly knowing that the enemy knew he was tired and surely weary. And the enemy came to him and saying, look, do this, cast yourself down and worship me. Or just cast yourself down. You know the angel's going to bear you up and so forth. But what did Jesus fight the enemy with? He fought him with the word of God. He said to him, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. Now listen, that is saying a lot to you and I. If Jesus Christ, the Word incarnated in flesh, he, the Son of the living God, God himself on earth, if he had to fight the devil with the Word, how much more will you and I going to have to know the Word of God to be able to stand and make it? Amen. My God, my God. Think about that one. Hallelujah. See, yes, we're on the winning side. No matter what the devil throws our way, Christians, people of God, I want you to know that we use the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. We can make it. The enemy, he can't live this thing. He can't live the truth. My God, the truth is not in him. But when we fight the enemy, not with fists or whatever, what we fight, this is a spiritual fight, as I just read to you. And see, the Word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. The Scripture says to us, we are more than conquerors, not through ourselves, but through him, through Jesus who loved us. Praise God. And in Jude, and this is in my closing here, I just wanted to give you all just something that you can hold on to, grab to. Hey, I got to keep my guard up. I got to watch. And I realize someone on this line didn't realize that we're in a fight, and the fight goes on every day. You got to keep your guard up. You can't let it down, not one bit. Not only that, keep your guard up in a sense of how you, what you say out of your mouth, what you allow your ears to hear and others to hear, because the enemy's listening too. If you say, look, I don't think I'm going to make it. Look like everything is working against me. I'm down and look like always been down. I'll never get ahead or whatever. So you know what you just did? You just spoke defeat to yourself. So we have to watch what we say. And you can say, okay, you know, maybe the answer didn't come today, but I know God is faithful, and I know that he heard my cry. Praise God. So if the answer didn't come today, it'll be here tomorrow. And so forth. Speak positive. Remember, out of our mouth, we can speak blessings or we can speak cursing. Hallelujah. I'll work on that. I'm working on that. I will be truthful. I don't know about you all, but I can talk about me. Sometimes I get ready to say, oh, my foot is hurting. This, that. You know what? It might be hurting. You know, people say to me, oh, how's your foot? How you doing now? You know, and I used to say, oh, the foot is a foot or it's doing this. Hey, I've learned to say, yeah, it's a challenge, but I'm still walking. I know that God is good to me, and I'm still going on. Praise God. I'm working on that. Praise God. But I just came by to enlighten us so that we can hear that word, that we can don't have to be defeated, because he already told us we were more than conquerors. And then in my closing in Jude, the third verse, it says, we must earnestly, I mean seriously or diligently, contend for the faith that was once delivered unto the saints. So in other words, fight for the truth, because the truth always wins. Think about, even again, think about that boxer who's a contender, you know, for their title and stuff. What do? They work hard to be able to defeat their qualified opponent, because opponent has worked hard and practiced hard too. So qualified, they worked hard, they worked their way up the ranks, and in other words, and to be able to retain and maintain their world title was the same thing in this Christian walk. We have to work hard. We're not going to get to heaven on a flowery bed of ease, but we will be able to stand, and we apply the word of God. And the scripture says, after you've done all the stand, keep on standing. What's that mean? That word stand means keep fighting. Keep fighting. Don't let your guard down. Watch as well as pray, and keep the enemy at bay. Watch. You got to know who even your friends are. You got to know who's laboring with you. So it's saying keep on fighting. Jesus fought the devil, and we are on the winning side because he said that we are more than conquerors. He also said we can do all things through Christ, who gives us the strength. Amen and amen. Mighty, mighty God we serve. Praise God. I hope that you've been blessed tonight, and I hope that you're going forward, that we'll put this in our prayers. God, keep us. Keep us. Help us to keep our mind stayed on you. You said with a mind that stayed on you, you would keep us in perfect peace. Let us pray. Our God, we thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness and your tender mercies that were brand new for us this morning. Father, we love you. We love you, God, with all of our heart, all of our mind, all of our soul, all our strength. We love you, Jesus. And Jesus, we know that you said in your word that if you love me, you will keep my sayings. If you love me, you will keep my word. We love you. God, there are people on this line tonight that sincerely love you, God. God, we praise you, Lord. We praise you for your word. You have given us the word. You have given us the road map to heaven. God, help us to walk in the light as you are in the light, and then we will continue to have fellowship one with the other. Help us, God, that we can keep our guard up. Help us, God, to realize, yeah, we're in a fight, but God, we're not in a fight alone, that we have God on our side. We have Jesus who's sitting on the right hand of God the Father. We thank you, Jesus, how you make intercession for each and every one of us. We praise you, Father, for the faithfulness of the people on this line tonight. God, you know what the needs are. You know every single need, every person on this line, even the ones that are not on the line. God, even their households, their families that are represented on this line tonight. God, that you will just touch and God, strengthen every single one. God, you know what they're standing in the need of. Meet the need. Healing for their bodies. Healing for their mind. Father God, that you would just work out every single problem. Father, there are those that are in pain. Father, that you would just release that pain, God. God, you just let them know that by your stripes we are healed. Let them know, God, that healing is the children's bread. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you have died that we may have life and that we can have life more abundantly. Father, we just pray, God, for those bereaved families, God, God, that have lost loved ones, that you would strengthen their hearts. You would comfort them, Father, that you would let them know, God, that you are right there with them, that you are their peace, that you are their comfort tonight, God, that you could be, you are the strength, God. And God, we thank you, Lord, because you never leave us. You never, ever forsake us, God. And we love you, Father. We thank you, Lord, because your word, you have given us your word. Father, we pray, God, that we'll be able to walk in your light, walk in that word, God, that we will live that word, hallelujah, that we will hide the word in our heart. Like David, that he hid your word in your heart so that we won't sin against you. And God, if there's any on this line that don't know you, in the pardon of their sin. Father, may they repeat this prayer tonight. Say, Father, I ask that you forgive me and you save my soul. Wash me in the blood of Jesus. Take away my sin and cleanse me, Father. Father, that you will just have your way in my life. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God, and I accept Jesus as the Lord and Master of my life. Father, I thank you, God, if anyone prayed that prayer, that you have received them as your child. Father, we praise you, God, that you will bless the body of Christ, that you would help us to be kingdom-minded, God, that you would keep us, keep our mind, God. Father, that we will walk soberly and vigilantly before you, Father, that we will know, God, in that you have our backs, that you live in us. We thank you, Lord, that you that have begun a good work in each and every one of us, that God, that you are able and you will finish it and you will keep us until the day of Jesus Christ. And Father, even as we go on day by day, God, that we are strengthen us, help us, God, help us with the patience that we need, the long suffering we need, help us, God, to forbear one another, to love our sisters and our brothers, to love our neighbors, to be a godly person, God, help us to walk godly before the world. Let our light so shine, Father. We need your help. We know we can do all things through Christ that gives us strength. We thank you, Lord, that all of our needs are met according to your riches in glory by Christ Jesus. Father, I just pray for our leaders, our church leaders, our pastors, God, and then bishops and elders and ministers and Sunday school teachers. God, I just pray for the body of Christ. Father, that they our ministers, our pastors, that we will wake up and that we will preach your word as never before. The Father, that we will realize it's almost midnight. Father, that we have to do a quick work for you, Father. Oh, my God, we thank you, Lord, for the souls that you've given us to shepherd over. And, Father, help us to lead the people as you will have us to lead, that we will be an acceptable under-shepherd, God. Father, God, that you will be pleased with the work that we do, Father, that we will give you the glory and all the honor. It belongs to you, Father. God, I just thank you, Father, and I pray for our children, God, our children all over the world, healing for our children, deliverance for our children, Father, protection for our children, Father, in the name of Jesus. Help us, Lord, to nurture and raise them up in the fear and admonition of the Lord. Father, even when the schools are teaching the children that it doesn't make any difference, they don't, whether they're male or female, they're all the same. Father, help us to give them the word and let our children retain the word in Jesus' mighty name. Father, we praise you, God. We thank you, God, because we've come this far by faith. We are leaning and we are dependent upon you. You are a good God. Yes, Lord, it is a good thing to give your name praise, God. It is a good thing, Lord, to talk about your goodness early in the morning. It is a great thing to talk about how faithful you are, even late in the midnight hour. We will give your name the praise. We will give you all the glory and all the honor. It belongs to you. God, we will bless you, bless your name. We will bless the Lord at all times because your praise, it shall continually be in our mouth. We thank you, Father. We thank you and we glorify your name. And we will give you all the praise, all the glory, and all the honor. It belongs to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. And amen, and amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. God is a good God. Amen. Glory, glory, glory to God. Glory to your name. We praise you, God. Hallelujah. My God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Give God the praise. Go ahead. Let him hear you praise him. Glory to God. Amen. Give God the worship and the praise. Hallelujah. He's worthy of the praise. He is our keeper. Glory to God. Glory, God. All the praises, it belongs to you. And we thank you, Lord. No matter how it looks, we know, God, that you are with us always. We, hallelujah, we thank you for the victory. We're able to praise you for the victory tonight. In Jesus' name, hallelujah, we glorify you. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Amen. So I thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. Hallelujah. We thank you because your word is not going to go out and return to you void. It will accomplish what it's set out there to do. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even God, there are people that are locked up behind bars, but that's okay. They are not locked up to you, God. You are able to reach those that are behind the prison walls today. Father, we pray. We intercede on their behalf. Deliverance is there for them, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. So I thank God for every one of you that are on this Dream Team prayer line tonight. God is good, and I love you. And we just want you to continue to grow. Grow in God. Hallelujah. And that you can do all things through Christ that gives you strength. So keep your guard up. Yeah, we're in a fight, but we can make it. We can make it because we're on that winning side. Amen. So until next week, we want you to know we love you. Pastor Bowler loves you, but Jesus loves you. And we know that you can make it. Praise God. Continue to look to the hills, which cometh all of our help. It comes from the Lord. So be blessed of the Lord. Bless somebody. Say something kind to someone. Do something good for somebody else. You will be blessed and glad that you did. Amen. So God bless you. Have a blessed night. And we pray the Lord we will we'll be able to speak to you all again on next week. Good night.
Good night.